Welcome to yet another episode of Get Your Nerd On with your boy P90 the Rapper, and today we will be talking about loads of awesome stuff. How have you guys been? I've been great. It's Halloween weekend, or Halloween week. Halloween weekend just passed. Of course, I went out, got drunk, like really drunk, and then I got home. Somehow. I didn't drive though. Don't worry. Anyway, I hope you guys are all safe. I hope you guys are wearing some really cool costumes. I did a Wednesday Addams costume. That shit was fire. Absolute gas. But anyway, let's do a slight catch up on what I've consumed, and then we can get into the news. And we got some Spider-Man 2 spoilers ahead. I'll tell you when they're coming in, but it should be marked. So for now, let's catch up. Alright, so if you guys hear the cat purring, it's because the cat will not get away from me. So, yeah, sorry about all the purring. So, I watched Terrifier 1 and 2, and it is the most fun, gruesome, murderous horror I've seen in a while. Truly recommend if you like really fucked up horror stuff. And tomorrow is the 31st, so I will have completed my 31 days of horror. And it was a really fun run. Kind of hard to do with a busy schedule and moving and like trying to sleep before my overnight. But here's the movies that I've watched so far. Because I don't know what I'm watching for the 31st. And therefore I can't tell you. But I have watched a little over 31 movies. Nightmare on Elm Street. It Remake. Run Rabbit Run. The Strangers. 28 Weeks Later. The Exorcist Believer, Beetlejuice, Prom Night, Alien 3, Bram's The Boy, No One Will Save You, Trick or Treat, Friday the 13th, The Boogeyman, Scream 2, Deliver Us from Evil, The Craft, Hellraiser Remake, Dead Space Downfall, Halloween, John Carpenter's Halloween, The Forever Purge, Look Away, The Cabin in the Woods, Five Nights at Freddy's, The Nun, Swallow, Terrifier 2, The Exorcist Original, Lights Out, Valentine, Pulse, Carrie, Alive, and yeah, I saw X as well, but we know that was right before Halloween, and played Spider-Man all the way through. Beat it. I'm getting back into Starfield so I can beat that. I'm going to try and start Dead Space. Hopefully someone buys me Alan Wake because I'm not paying for that digital game. But I am excited to try and play that at some point. So I guess we can get into the Spider-Man spoilers. Because like that's really all I did besides going out and getting drunk. And I can't even remember that night except for there were some really cool costumes and some really beautiful people. Other than that. So let's get into the Spider-Man spoiler. Okay, so Spider-Man with spoilers, alright? So obviously, I managed to get Spider-Man 2, and I've been loving it, playing it, having a hell of a time. Reminds me of both Kraven stories, the Spencer one, and Last Hunt. It's a very well Kraven hunted. It's a very well put together game with some awesome nods done in an Insomniac way. There's some things that I still gotta sit with, so I might not be able to get all my opinions in here. So, without spoiling it right this second, the game is really good, absolutely fun. Like, I really like the way it handles two characters. Miles feels kinda like an afterthought, which is a good thing in my opinion, because it's Peter Parker's game if you ask me, even though there's two spiders on the cover. But I think it's a Peter Parker game that features Miles Morales. And they feel a little separate too. Like, it feels like Miles does his own thing while Peter is doing his own thing, because some of their missions are tied specifically to them, even some side missions, and I like that. Now, getting into spoiler territory, this game is really cool and handles two stories very well. One story builds up throughout the entire play of the game. It could have been handled better, but it did a well job. So, they have a Venom story going on, and they have the Kraven story going on. And in the background of the Kraven story, you have the Venom stuff going on. but I feel like it could have used more time to flesh out a little bit more of the symbiote corners and a little bit more Harry. As Venom before it really got to that part. And also there are some really good setups that happen on the side missions, but feel like they are part of the main. Like it just feels like it's stuff that's, it feels like it's literally needed to be played, but it's also optional at the same point. 'Cause like you could just mainline the story, but if you do that, you'll miss out on some stuff that connects a lot of other tissues. Like I really think the game was stunning and it had some good visuals as well as a really fun way to get around New York. I think they upped the level of enjoyment through this game in some senses, but I don't like that they took out other things like accolades, the gadget wheel. I love getting badges that would like boost your character speed and shit in the last one. For the trophy hunters, this game's gonna be super easy. Honestly, you could just, if you do everything in the game on your first playthrough, you'll be great. You'll get your platinum. I love the relationship that builds between Spider-Man Miles and Martin Lee, even though he doesn't forgive him fully, but the character building that allows him to be a better Spider-Man is important. Kraven killing off so many villains is like cool, but also trash, especially because I think we only know of him killing two on screen, and then he killed some other ones off screen. Like there's a Rhino thing that's locked away off map, but you can find a way to get there, and I think that's trash. I also don't like when stories kill characters just because they might not ever use them again. Like, I think it's stupid and it's weird. The way they made the anti-venom suit is cool for the game, but it's not my favorite origin. I don't really like that. I feel like it really should have been something a little bit different. Something maybe more lab related. I feel like if they made the game a little bit longer, they could have came up with something a little bit more enjoyable for how the anti-venom suit is really created. Green Goblin on the way. Oh yeah, looks like it's going to be a good story coming up. After not being able to save Harry fully, we might finally see the Green Goblin, but I feel like more build-up could have been had between those characters of Spider-Man and Osborn, and I feel like the reasoning of being mad is a little stupid because of the fact that like it's just the biggest misunderstanding ever. It would have taken like a 2-minute conversation and it probably would have been much better. Doc Ock mentions writing the final chapter and I hope this doesn't end with Spider-Man 3. Like I'm hoping we get a Spider-Man 4 because I really hate people being confined to trilogies. I think it's stupid, especially when there's so much story to tell in something. Even if there's expansions and stuff, only holding on to three is really mid in my opinion. Scream made an appearance, and I don't care for her host, but I love Scream. But I get it. Andy isn't around, and there's other people who aren't around that, focus into that lore, so they did it how they did it. I really didn't like how quick she was purged, though. And I hope that we get a symbiote game so we can play with all of the known symbiotes in free roam. Like, I would love a Venom game that centers around other symbiotes and then the costumes are Venom playing as, like, Scream or Carnage, Toxin, etc., etc. I hope that if we get a Venom game, they make it like a good 30 hours because, first off, I don't know how we're gonna do that. Unless another rock crashes, because technically they killed all the symbiotes in New York. And Cletus Cassidy appears with the Carnage symbiote inside of a tube, and hopefully he left New York. It's implied because he got on a helicopter, but he could just have flown away to another side of New York, but that would mean that Carnage is dead. I don't like that. And they also technically killed off all the symbiotes, and I don't like that either. Stupid. So now we either have to get another rock or Carnage is gonna have to have kids. Strange, I think it's really weird. They wouldn't call him by his name. He was just an arson, and it makes sense because he's connected to fire as he burned down his own orphanage in the original story. So I think it's a small little nod and it's cool. It's like if you know, you know. You can put the keys together. If you don't, you'll be very excited when you find out. If you are a fan of the Spider-Verse, you're really going to want to collect all those spider bots because there's a really cool Easter egg in there. And personally, I think it's an excuse to bring the spider-killing vampire out of his hiding place. But I don't think we'll be getting that. I just want to say it to myself. Especially if what Dr. Octopus said in his jail cell was correct. Green Goblin and them are probably going to be the one to end Spider-Man's career. Back on the Cassidy, like I said, the end of the game is filled with dying symbiotes, so I really need to understand what happens. I hope they don't confine him to a DLC unless his DLC gets used for expansion. And it's like, the DLC is just a start, but we're not going to kill him off. We promise you he's going to come back. The DLC just helps us set the tone for the next one so we don't have to do a origin of this story in the next one. And it would be great to see Shriek, it'd be great to see Toxin, it'd be great to see all those people in the next one. Yeah, I'm very excited. Also, there's a Cindy Moon introduction at the end, and I cannot wait to see her come to life. I am very, very excited. I hope she's not a DLC thing. Unless they give Miles a specific DLC in the Spider-Man 2 game, and it sets up her stage in that game to be in Miles' game or her own spin-off game. That's like how Miles' first game was, and then that selling well gives her a full Spider-Man Silk game. Whew, I'll be happy. I want to play as her. They need to do her right. I'm gonna smoke that, yo. Smoke that. But that was Spider-Man 2. Game was absolutely phenomenal, and I enjoy it. I give that game a 9 out of 10. I'm going to do a video for it this week. I think I got two videos for y'all this week. I can't remember, but they're on the way, and I hope you guys get a chance to watch them on the YouTube channel. And yeah, that's it. So let's get to the newses, because there's lots of news to talk about.
Man, okay. Sorry for the delay of this episode, by the way. Got sick partway through making it, and I've had like shitty flu. But anyway, to continue with exactly what we were doing and leaving off, we've gone through Spider-Man, so it's time to hit up all that new stuff. Apparently, PlayStation plans to add trophy support to PC, which means their games might have logins to help sync game progress, and maybe they might even open up their own PC store slash client. Who knows? But that could be very good. That could be very useful for all the trophy hunters out there who own a PC. But then again, I feel like most of the PlayStation fanboys don't care about PC because if you want to play a PlayStation game, just play it on a PlayStation. Really, honestly. That's more so for getting PC players into the PlayStation ecosystem, in my opinion, because it's the PC people who don't really care to have a PlayStation, but they want to play those PlayStation games, which I think is personally, I get the preference of a system, but if it's an exclusive and like it's one of those exclusives that's never gonna change, who gives a fuck? Go buy a PlayStation. Like, yes, we know now that games are gonna come to PC, but dog, what's wrong with just buying a PlayStation? I never understood why people don't just buy the system that has the game that they want to play. I don't get it. PCs cost the price of an Xbox and a PlayStation and a really shitty gaming laptop put together. That's just me though. Going forward, Miles Morales is the main Spider-Man, which means Peter will be a supporting or background character, probably not taking on the suit until deemed very necessary, in which he will probably die in the process, and I'll be totally fine with that. Maybe they will even give us his daughter. Maybe we'll get Spider Girl. You know, that'd be really cool. If, you know, the time away allows him to produce a family. I don't know. There's a lot that, like, the games only take place like a year apart, almost, if that. So we'll have to see what that really means. I hope that they aren't trying to do a trilogy out because they announce a specific character, and then we know that Venom exists in his universe, although what happens at the end kind of makes that a little questionable. But there is things that they could do to spin that off anyway. So I wonder how this universe is going to turn out, honestly. According to the box, the PlayStation's box, by the way. The PlayStation disk drive will need internet connection to sync up at least one time for anti-piracy measures. Otherwise, you can't use it and you'll just have yourself a digital console, and eventually you'll have to go online, so you may as well sync it. But it's just really stupid because it's like if you want it to just open up your system and start playing any disc game right then and there, right that moment, you can't do that. No matter what you do, you have to connect to the internet in today's society. It's stupid. I miss the times when I could just turn on my Xbox 360, just pop a game in there. But yo, I didn't have internet when I first got my PlayStation 3. My mom bought me a PlayStation 3. She told me to pick out any game I wanted, and I got Final Fantasy 13. Because Lightning was on the cover, and I've seen her face around so much around that time. So I was like, I'm gonna play this. Pop that shit in there, and I just enjoyed myself. No need for the internet, nothing. Took that shit to my granny house who didn't have internet. That shit was like, it was gold, bro. It was gold. Best thing ever. But nowadays, you have to connect to the internet. You just have to. So, if someone buys you a PlayStation and they don't have access to Wi-Fi, you kind of assed out, Brody. Speaking of PlayStation again, if the rumors are true that Connie Booth was fired from her role at PlayStation, being blamed for the live service direction, I'll be very glad when Jim is gone. Although we will still see his plans rise, unless they plan on like just shutting down all of those live service ideas they had in motion. Which, I mean, who knows after some of the stuff that's been going on? But I think it's weird to shift the blame on different teams just to get rid of certain people and hold others there until their actual time of leaving, because that's a lot of bullshit going on that side. And I'm not sure how I feel about that. I want PlayStation to be the best that it could possibly be. And to be honest, they need to get at Jim for his live service push too. They need to get at him too. Speaking of bad decisions, Xbox is apparently partnering with an AI company to help jumpstart AI gaming when it comes to script, character creations and stuff like that. The idea is that they'll use it as a start and then they'll edit it, but honestly, this can go really bad. Hopefully, this is optional and Xbox doesn't implement this in all of their studios, and the studios can choose to come up with completely original stuff. Or maybe they'll use it for inspiration. They already know what they have, and then they'll type it in to get a better idea of things that it could look like. I'm trying to find ethical ways for them to do this because I hate it. I really hate the entire idea of using AI for anything. Me personally, as a creator, I want to come up with everything that I make from scratch. But I do understand being stuck in a way and needing a tiny push. So I hope that it's used as a tiny push and not as the main driving source for anything. Although Push Square is a Sony main article, a recent headline for Star Wars Outlaws, which has been pushed back, calls it a stunning PlayStation 5 game. And I think it's funny how hard some companies and articles will try to advertise something as their own game for their fans. It's definitely a stunning looking game, but the way that that article looks, it's like, oh yeah, stunning PlayStation 5 game. It's like, I don't know. I just feel like it could have just been worked. Yo, the stunning looking Star Wars Outlaws game will be pushed back, meaning it won't be coming out on PlayStation 5 for such time, which is fine. It's just the fight for exclusivity when you don't have that game as an exclusive game is like absolutely bonkers to me. That's all. Phil has been quoted basically saying he is pushing for creative freedom for his new teams from Activision and Blizzard, so Blizzard is allowed to make what they love and have more creative and save. Sorry. More creative freedom for the Activision teams. This is good, especially since Xbox believes Blizzard to be the Pixar of gaming, and I could agree. With that, because I mean, do you see how they handle WoW promotion? Like, they go all out, and I think if they were able to, like, if they were able to be like, all right, guys, we want to take a small break from WoW stuff and dip over into some crazy, crazy console shit, they could do that, and then they could shit on it. I mean, though, Overwatch is Blizzard, isn't it? So. Basically, I totally get what Phil is saying, and I think this is great because I think this is also going to really push them to do even better now. Because instead of someone being at the table like, "That's your moneymaker, this is where we want to send you, you got to stay here," they can now go all out to tell the best stories that they've ever wanted to tell that they might not have been able to tell. Sorry for some of the hiccups, y'all. Like, I'll be writing these notes at work and I forget to go over them sometimes. So it'll be fucked up. But I give y'all authentic shit. Authentic. But yeah, I can't wait to see. It's probably gonna be 3 years minimum. 3 years minimum, 5 years maximum, that we will see the true power of Activision Blizzard on Xbox. And I'm willing to wait that because I think Xbox has a really beautiful lineup of stuff coming up. I'm sure Activision has a game in the pipeline that is now an Xbox exclusive because it was never predetermined where it was going before. And because of this, Xbox definitely has games in the pipeline coming out. They'll have us fed. But once we hit that 3 year mark, the end of the 3rd year, and like some of this, maybe a passion project Blizzard game just pops out. Kind of like Hi-Fi Rush type shit or anything like that, it's gonna be fucking firing on all cylinders, bro. I'm excited for it. I'm here for it. Some fans are joking and seriously serious about Avengers not being around to help fight Venom. I just want to say that you guys are idiots, and I'm gonna leave it at that. It just makes no sense. Although apparently there's an inco there's a There are comic books that are connected to the game, and apparently the Avengers are off planet. Makes sense though. Avengers are they're off planet a lot, so that makes sense. But still, who cares? It's a Spider-Man game. I don't want the Avengers over there. It seems like there are reports of Call of Duty games getting a price increase on Steam, although they are the same price as the console version on the US Steam. In the US console stores, from what I checked personally. So it seems overseas might be having a different price. This doesn't seem like it's going to be a good look for Xbox, whether this was their choice or not. I do believe this is just an Activision thing because we see the company was always pretty greedy to begin with, but the timing is still pretty bad. It will be interesting to see how this gets handled after the backlash, if it even does last up there that long. To be honest, by the time you guys hear this episode, that piece of information hasn't been talked about again. I seen it for 2 days and that was it. It was fucking gone. Seems like Mario Wonder is doing wonders. The game has been getting a lot of positive feedback. There's even a level in the game that apparently is very hard to the point where it might take you 8 hours to pass, and people are very excited about that. Feeling like this Mario game has a set of uniqueness to it compared to the recent games. Still haven't played it. I will play it once I get a Switch. If that rumored If that rumored Nintendo Switch OLED Smash Bros. Console is real, I will be buying that to get my Switch back, and then I will be playing Mario Wonder and finishing Rain Code. Spider-Man 2 is nearly Among Us. Okay, it was already out when I wrote this, but let's just see what the fuck I wrote. I just want to say that the game was getting 8 and 9s and 10s all across the board before it came out, but I don't think that it's going to be Game of the Year, and it shouldn't be because I think Baldur's Gate 3 is still the shit. And even then, I think Hi-Fi Rush deserves so much praise and deserves to be a Game of the Year contender over Spider-Man, in my opinion. I really, really do. And then if Alan Wake had a physical, I would say Alan Wake deserves to be up there, but because it didn't have a physical, fuck that. We didn't mention it, but Redfall has gotten a fat ass update and it's much better to play now than ever, just in time for Spooky Month. If you even considered playing, now is the time to do so. Spooky Month is over though. This was supposed to air. This was supposed to air before Halloween, but still, Redfall update is out and it is much smoother and it's so much better to play if you haven't already played it. So I advise going back and fucking with it, and I think you really should do it. It's actually really, really good. Ubisoft has delayed Skull and Bones yet again, and some other large title that we do not yet know about. Apparently, there's a Microsoft Paramount rumor, and if it's true that Paramount is for sale and Xbox or Microsoft does get at it, that will be crazy because they could offer the service into their Xbox Ultimate pricing. Even if they make a top tier Ultimate or Ultimate with Paramount and like add $5 extra onto sorry. But also, they can turn as many shows as they want into, video games into shows and stuff, is basically what I'm trying to say. Not that I want them to do that a lot, but they could. Like, we could get animations of certain things. Maybe they could drop the Halo live action and give us a Halo animation that delves more into the lore of the main universe, stuff that they can't really express in the game too much. Like, that could be really great. I would totally be down for that. I don't know, but if they get it, that'd really help them because they always wanted their foot in entertainment. So I highly, highly see that being true, and I think that would be such a huge get for them because they'd have Paramount Plus, which is CBS, Showtime, Paramount Pictures, MTV, Nickelodeon, Comedy Central, BET, and Pluto. Oh no. Not BET. Yo, listen, I get to watch NCIS on my Xbox as an Xbox show. If that were true, that'd be hilarious. That'd be great. That'd be funny. But it makes sense to try and get yourself in another area outside of gaming and still stay gaming, you know? One other thing, apparently Modern Warfare 3, Will is like fucking 5 hours to complete, and it's a $70 game. And apparently, the graphics were a huge downgrade. I have yet to get it. I didn't notice that, I didn't notice that, they did that, but that sucks. I'm gonna get the game, just not yet. It's just wild that they really, really, really fucked over the fans. That game was supposed to be a DLC expansion, and It truly feels like it, but it's that for $70. Truly insane. Apparently some are even calling it the worst COD game. So I think they need to reevaluate their scheduling. All right. I can't hold my cough in it. I wanted to get this episode out. So a little shorter. Thank you all for joining me. Have a wonderful day. I will see y'all again soon, and we will get back to the news. Peace.